Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9920, catalog number 9920. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
Up bidding me. Good, good. Somebody listening. Man. Number 8. It's my basic scripture. I have another one, but we'll read that later on. But Psalms 29 and 2. Psalm 29 and 2. It reads, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Don't waste your time in worship. Number 8, they said, don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. It's one of my callings. It's one of my callings is this, that to remind peoples the coming of Jesus. I know that's one of my callings, to remind peoples of the coming of Christ, the coming of Christ. When Jesus first called me to preach, that's what he told me, tell him I'm on my way back. That's one of my callings, to remind folks that Jesus is on his way back. If Jesus will come back right now, right this moment, if Jesus will come back right this moment to snatch up his church, would you be ready to go back with him? Think about it. Would you be ready to go back with him? If he come back, what you have to do to get ready? It's time right now. If you can't say nothing, if you got to get ready, you ought to get ready now. because he is coming back just like he said he would. And you can see the signs of our Lord. You can see it everywhere. Even the ungodly man, even I heard on national news, the news reporter said, folks want to know what's happening. They want to know what's going on, even about the weather. I can see if any of you that spiritually and read God's word, you can see Jesus getting ready to come back. I mean that. You can see him. You can see that. He right around the corner. And I believe from the depths of my heart, this 20% I told you on last Sunday is getting ready. The 80% got to do something. But the 20%, the 80% is just playing, worshiping, playing church. And another thing that the Lord, I know, put in my calling is to teach folks holy and godly living. I know that for a fact. He told us to live godly in this present world. Right now, talking about getting over yonder, you got to get something straightened out here first. Everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to live godly. He said, live in this present world. Right now. And I know that's one of my callings, is to teach folk to live godly and righteous. What am I calling? The Bible tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. In other words, don't take on the dough face of this world. Don't be like this world. Anybody that loves the world is an enemy to God. That's what the Bible said. I got Bible to back me up. And if you are, there's something wrong with you now. Don't be transformed. Don't be conformed. Don't be like this world. I come to make you not to be like this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, get your mind straightened out. Renew your mind. In other words, I've got to get my mind from what it used to be like. I've got to get that mess out of my mind. I've got to what? Renew it from the junk I used to have and put some new stuff there. That's heavenly stuff. Put the heavenly thing. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Be made new. Oh boy. And I know that's my calling, just to teach folk holy living. Because folks don't pay no attention now to no holy living. Men's love style. But God has a new style for his children. They are to put on a new style. Not the world style, but a new style. Take off old Adam, old style, and put on Jesus' new style. See, Christianity means living another person's life. We don't live old Adam life no more. We live a new person life. We've been transformed. We've been made new. We got to walk in newness of life. That's holy living. That's godly living. A man is a new creature. The Bible says all things have passed away, and all things become new. Old things are passed away. A new creature, new creature, new creature, new creature. A new creature. I've been transformed. Not reformed, but transformed. See, I've been made new. God doesn't overhaul us. He get us a new heart. He don't patch us up. We are new. He take out the old nature and put a new nature there. And if you don't watch yourself, the old nature will come right back up. You got to keep the old nature dead by renewing the mind of the new nature. That's the only thing kill that old nature. You got to feed your new nature. You got to feed it. If you don't feed it, the style of Jesus will not show in your life. Government is asking questions, looking and searching for answers for this sick society. What happening to the children? What happening to schools? And what happening to families' problems? The answers are easy. They're not hard. I said they are easy. They are not hard. The answer is in the church. The church has the answer. We can put it on everybody all we want. I said, but it's in the church. When the church stop playing church and stand up for God, God will fix it for you. I know I'm on target. Once the church make a stand and stop falling in every trap that the devil bring to us, God will fix this sick society. But men are looking for answers. Jesus is the answer, and the church got the answer. The church got the answer. But we got to stop playing church. We got to stop wasting our time in worship. If my people is on us, if my people who are called by my name, if we humble ourselves, then go and pray, then turn from our wicked way, I will heal the land. But I can't do nothing until y'all get straightened out. I fix this world up if y'all get straightened out. Folks who know me, folks who got my word, folks who lift up my name, I'll straighten it out if you get straightened out. But this is what's happening now. In the world, looking for answers, coming up with everything. And simple, the church got it. But we got to stop playing church. Playing too much of church. Playing too much of church. You're wasting your time in. God can't do nothing. We tie God's hand. God want to bless us so bad he don't know what to do. But we got to get straightened out ourselves. So we wondering what happening. My sisters and my brothers, y'all haven't seen nothing yet. I've been saying that. I've been here 21 years just about now. Y'all haven't seen nothing yet. Keep on living. You think you see something. The Bible talked about how this thing going to end up. You better get yourself ready. I said you better get yourself ready. I can see it right around the corner. You see it all and everywhere right now. But one of the main things what we're looking at weather. Although the weather have changed, but yet still, that's all we're looking at. Oh, we see earthquakes. They're getting more severe, more plentiful. Strange things happening in the air now. And the Bible talked about in the last day, things going to change in a sense. Can't understand why pestilence is so bad, disease is so bad, and evil men so bad. God already done told us these things. Just read your Bible. Turn off Peter Janet sometime and read that. You'll get the latest news. We just watching the weather. I know this. Just watch, folks. That's all you hear them talk about. Oh, did Jesus talk about the weather, this weather? But something else you're missing. You're missing. The church ought to be watching something else besides the weather. What do you ought to be watching, Reverend Walker? According to the word of God, it said, folks, about 80%, I'm putting 80% in there. 80% of folks don't believe God's word. Church folks, churchgoers, having a form of godliness. See, in the last day, that's what they're missing. They're missing what God said about the church. Watch the church. You're missing what God said about the church. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Check out the church. Yeah, we just watching the weather. But check your own lifestyle out. Just see how you acting. In these last and evil days. Love of pleasure more than the love of God. Check out the church. Check the church out. Say, in the last day, there'll be love of pleasure more than the love of God. Look around you now. Put everything before God right now. Bingo before God. Club meeting before God. Shopping before God. Hunting before God. Fishing before God. Girlfriends and boyfriends before God. Everything before God now. Pleasure. Ball game before God. Everything before God. God tired of this mess. God sick of this mess. You better watch the church. You better see what Jesus said about the church. Paul said in the last day, we watching the sky, but you better watch your feet and see where they go. That's what you better watch. Say, in the last day, they will not endure sound doctrine. That induced, that said, you ain't going to endure it, you're going to give it up. You're going to give up the truth. That's all that means. Sound doctrine, turn away their ear from the truth and shall turn unto favor. In other words, folks right now don't want no truth. Folks ready to hear lies right now. They ready to hear little short stories right now. Want no truth. Truth for talking to the Pharisees. Jesus told them, he said, now y'all hate me because I tell you the truth. I know some of you can't stand me, but you can't do nothing about it. I'm not crazy. You better know who you're hating for the truth. It's not me you hate, but the truth, Jesus Christ. Folk don't care about no truth. In the last day, they will not in what? Endure sound doctrine. They'd rather hear junk. They'd rather hear something what? Well, it sound like, it figure like. What God done said, sound doctrine. You better check the church out. Instead of looking at the wind blow. We know time ain't long. Guess what, y'all? I'm just excited about it. Well, I'll be glad when Jesus comes back and straighten this mess out. You better get your house in order. I've been praying. I said, Lord, I've been thinking of some words. What can I put on y'all in the new church? I know I got Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready to meet him? The Lord said, take the same one over there. You don't need no new word. That's a new word right there. Because a lot of them ain't ready to meet him yet. So all I'm going to do, I'm just going to get some new paint and shine it up. You'll be looking at the same thing right there. Won't endure sound doctrine. You see, in the last days, some shall depart from the faith, having giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrines of devil. That happening right now. The devil leading folk going and coming, seducing folk, deceiving folks. Anybody can have a little church now. You can set your war if you want to. I need folks to follow anything now. mean, I mean anything. Folks ain't got no background or nothing. They just, I believe, yeah. You better know who you following right here. Oh, hallelujah. Demons. Oh, have mercy. Doctrine of devils. Anything that go against the scripture is a devil strip you. And we end up talking about on last Sunday, forbidden to marry. I can't talk enough about that. It's in the last day. I said the last day. Said they don't want to marry. Check it out. They'd rather live in sin than to marry. I'm talking about supposed to be Christians. In the last day, folks don't get married no more. They just shack up. You call it shack up, but God call it homemonging and adultery. What wrong with y'all young folk? You done left your what mama done told you. I'm got to stay on there for a while. Y'all know how to stay on something. Some of these things have to stay on. Because you see it happening all the time. I mean in the church, folks in the choir shack up. Folks in pulpit shack up. Folks on deacon bowl shack up. Usher bowl, they shack up and come to church every Sunday. Sister, you looking at me right now. If you shacking up, that man saying you ain't fitting up, you ain't what's in the dog. That man calling you a dog, you don't even know it. They getting, hey, they getting hun dog getting licensed now. And you gonna stay with a man won't even buy no license for you? He called you just a little hundo. I ain't got that much respect for you. These the last days. They are forbid to get married. The devil got you acting like that. How can you pray to God and you shacking up? How can you come worship God and you shacking up? You call that living in sin. That's living in sin. The Bible said a bed when you're married is undefiled. Didn't it say? It's honorable among all men. That means the priest can get married if he read the Bible right. You don't have the mother less than no little boy. Go get him a wife. Because the Bible says it's honorable among all men. I don't care if I'm a priest. If I want me a wife, I go marry. If you can't take it, go get you a wife. The Bible said better the married than the born. If you can't take it, go get your husband. Go get your wife. It's honorable. In other words, undefiled. Meaning the bed is all right with the Lord. Meaning the Lord got powder on it. And he's satisfied. But when you shackle, it stinks. It smells bad. And God called them homemongers and adultery. He said, I'm going to judge them kind of folks at the great white throne. And everybody be judged at the great white throne going to hell. Preacher just scared to tell you about it. It's in there. Hebrews 13:4, go read it. in the last days. This is what they're missing, see. They're missing what God said about the church. They just looking at the sky. How the wind blow. Folks, I told y'all on last Sunday, 80% of churchgoers don't fear God. That's where I stopped off at. They just don't fear. They fear gone. Check it out. Fear gone. Folks ain't thinking about you. They don't revel in God no kind of way no more. They just get God's name, just play with it. Fear gone. They're not afraid no more. That fear means revering God. I give him honor. I give him glory. He deserves all the honor and all the glory. But we don't stop doing that now. We don't lift that. And then I said that 80% that still don't believe what the Bible said. Looking right at it and still don't believe it. Hear and still won't do nothing about it. Don't believe it. And that's what happened right now. Like I say right now, and just like I told y'all, y'all heard about what happened in New Orleans, didn't it? I bet them church folks picked up. I told you, keep on riding these buses. Go on to gamble. I hate it happen now, but keep on doing it. Oh, sisters. Ought to be praying. You're peeping over Jordan already. Y'all be trying to bring your daughter. You boy, you trying to bring your son over there. Hey, you still want to be a little chicken. Uh-huh. 25 got killed going to gamble. Yeah. On a bus. Yeah. Ought to been at church last Sunday. Yeah. That wasn't not the first bus that had a wreck. That going to a SEMA. That was the Moe had some wreck. Yeah. Keep on going to Mississippi. Yeah. No, you don't hear no preacher. I ain't thinking about real walk. Go on then. Hey, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you go on down there, you can win $10 billion. Don't bring damn dime here. We don't want your gambling money. I'm going to say it again and plain where it won't. I said, we don't want your gambling money. Cut them ties to whoever preacher want to take it, that's their business. John said we didn't have to ask the Gentiles for nothing. No, you don't pay the preacher no attention. And that bill going to come up after a while. Half of you going to vote for it. Don't care what the preacher said. You just want the gamble. That's all you want to do. Using them poor little children for your lustly flesh. For your own pleasure. Something you didn't think about them children. You didn't want to gamble. Somebody got to stand up for Jesus. Well, who gonna stand up for Jesus? Who gonna stand up for Jesus? Somebody gonna stand. I said, God always going to have them somebody in that 20% trying to stand. Shame on folks. I pray that prayer every day. Let the church be the church, Lord. Somebody got to stand up for Jesus. You better pay preacher attention who trying to tell you the truth. Deceiving time is bad now. And he telling you the truth right from the Bible. You still ready to hear somebody else tell you a lie. I found out too. I found out. Watch church. I've been pastoring for a good while now. Watch church folks. The one that he feel like going to tell them the truth. That don't want the truth. They go to somebody who he feel like ain't going to tell them the truth. I don't found it out. But the one who want the truth, regardless of who I am, they come to somebody who going to tell them the truth. Whether it hurt against me or not, I want the truth. I come to some folk come to me and say, Reverend Walker, I want the truth. Ain't nothing going to stand but the truth. Don't fool yourself. That's all going to stand, the truth. You may get a long time with lies, but lies going to run out after a while. Lies going to find you out after a while. Ain't nothing going to stand in these last days but the truth. So you better start watching the church in these last days. Paul tell us what going to happen in these last and evil days. And I told you on last Sunday, I'm going to tell you why folks don't fear God. Touch him now. Wake him up. I'm going to tell you, the last day, why folks don't fear God. Why so much of unbelief in the church? Why? Why? Listen to what? Why 80% of churchgoers don't fear God? Why 80% read the word but don't care and don't believe what God said? 80%. That's my figure. What I believe the Lord gave to me, when I get to looking at around what I see now and read the Bible, oh boy, maybe stretching it out. Let me tell you why. Why the fear gone and don't believe. These churchgoers now, who God left his church in the hand of? The preacher. Who did he left his church in the hand of? The preacher. That's what they watch. They watch the preacher. I know they talk about it. My name already messed up. Don't worry about that. I said they watch the preacher. If the preacher will fear God, the folks will fear God. I don't care what you say. I don't care what nobody say. Children watch their mom and daddy. So the members watch the pastor. Folks watch preacher. When they can do anything, they feel like they can do the same thing. They don't fear God no more. It's what the preacher and pastor are teaching now. Preaching everything. They don't fear God. And I know some of them get mad with me and get mad all they want. I know what my God told me. He told me years ago, you chopping off the top of the bush, you ain't getting nowhere. You got to get to the root. He told me you got to start in the pulpit first. And when you look at it, that's it. Because we see preachers live in a kind of way, we do the same thing. And when you look at it, folks ain't crazy. We preachers are fooling our own self. These folks see what we're doing. Here we right here hollering at the deacon. Hollering at the choir member. Hollering at the ushers. Well, who gonna holler at us? Ain't gonna be no angel coming out here once a month to get us together. It's gonna be some meek man like us who ain't scared to tell the truth. So all this don't fear God come from our fights. If I don't fear God, you ain't going to fear God. They don't see us feeling God. They see we have girlfriends in church. We don't care. have little babies born in the church by other women, don't care. They go to the gambling arena like everybody else. They go to Michael Jackson like everybody else. Bobby Bland and the Boo Blanks or whatever they all and all the other folks. They go everywhere else they go. They see us everywhere. They see us ducking in the hotels. They see us everywhere. Well, what do you think they're going to do? That's the whole problem. They got to see us feel God. Paul said, if I steal, you steal. Paul said, y'all do as I do. And that's what happened now. Past preachers and pastors don't care what they do. You got 20% standing up. Thank God he got some real preachers going to tell you the truth. And just because you see a whole lot of them doing everything, you better listen to the word of God. That'd be good to know the word of God for your own self. That means I tell y'all on your family reunion, don't call me to your family reunion if you plan on balding. What you look like calling me there for? Ain't nothing that, hey, I know they ain't going to do it. Because I've been told you, don't do that. Now, you ought to have respect for your pastor. You know you're planning on playing your cards and drinking and all that dancing. What you calling me that for? Just don't call me. When I get through preaching to you, you're going to call the police out of me. You're going to call the police to get me out of that house. I wish you would call me. When I get through hollering, Jesus, they need saving, Jesus. Don't invite me. I ain't got time to play with your mess. What I look like going to your mess? My job is to lead you to heaven. Don't need all us going. That's the problem. That preacher got to stand up and tell you the truth. He can't go where you go. And you ought not to go, but I ain't going. I'm telling you not to go. But I ain't going with you. That's the reason they don't fear. Preachers don't fear. No, they don't fear. And think these folk crazy. These folks ain't crazy. But some of y'all just don't care. Don't care what he do. Oh, have mercy. Listen to this. Listen. If Brother Logan have a car, and I got one, and I every time you see me, I'm a hidden tree with mine. Running ditches, need washing, need fixing, tying level, going down the road, doing like this, and he know I ain't taking care of my car. Mine now, I hit a tree and tear it up. Then go knock on his, hey, Brother Logan, could I borrow your car? He'd be crazy to let me have his car. I'm not taking care of my own car. If a pastor kept it with his own soul, he ain't thinking about your soul. You got to love your own soul first. I don't care how he go hoon, I don't care how he can teach. If he ain't caring about his own soul, he can't watch over your soul. Y'all better pray for me. I know what they're going to talk about me. I've been talking about it anyway. No problem with me, though. But I'm going to tell the truth. That's the problem. God left his church in the hands of preachers. And when they see us do everything, and some of y'all ought to try to pray for your preacher. Pray for your pastor. Y'all tell every night before you lay down, I dare to go to sleep without telling the Lord. All through the day I'll be praying for you. Come all through here praying for you. Pray for me all the time. Because I know the devil don't like me. There ain't no problem with me. I got an elder brother standing by my side. His name is Jesus. And if God be for me, who can be against me? The lifestyle of that pastor and that preacher have hurt the church. I don't care how you try to fix it. If we stand up, the members will stand up. But you're going to have some going stray anyway. That's their business. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Just 20% want to stand up. Preacher don't fear God. Don't believe God's word. Some just went and wasn't sent. Anything hollering, I'm calling preach now. Anything coming up now. He said, how can you preach except you've been sent? Some of them just went. Some of them just men pleasers. Just pleasing men. In the last day, they're going to heat teachers the tick of their ear. That what it means to my buying preachers just the tick of their ear. Just to say what they want to hear. And he paid just to say things to make folks feel good. That's what the Bible said in the last day. And folk can come in church now and do anything but right. Relax in their mess. And the preacher's scared to say something about sin. Folks shacking up and homosexuality everywhere. And folks living like devil, going with everybody, husband and wife. And just, somebody got to say something. I said, somebody got to say something. 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 You're wasting your time in worship. There ain't nobody saying nothing. We're almost embarrassing Jesus. Got a gospel here who able to change anybody. And we trying to play around here compromising God's word. Jesus didn't compromise with nobody. If Jesus said it, I'm going to say it. Only way I ain't going to say it, he's going to call me home. Or he tied my mouth up, I can't say nothing. And then when I hear somebody else doing it, I'm going to do like this. Somebody got to say something. Christ Church is serious business. Worship and praise in God is serious business. Jesus, listen to this. Jesus is not playing. Let us show you. I'm going to read a scripture. Let us show you when I said, don't you waste your time. Get your Bible. You got your Bible there, brother. Get your Bible. Get that mic. Look at Matthew 7, 21 through the 23rd verse. I want to let you know Jesus means business. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Hold how much. Just listen to this. Jesus ain't playing. Come on, Brother Griffin.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord,
hallelujah,
shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
That's the first thing. Everybody holler, Jesus, Jesus. They ain't going to go to heaven. That means ain't time to play. You ain't got to go through a local church to go to hell. I wouldn't play with the law like that. You ain't for real, you ain't intend to get real, hit the road. Because you're making it hard on your own self. Watch what Jesus said now, come on.
But he that doeth,
listen to that,
the will of my Father, which come, is in heaven.
God Almighty, read on, brother.
Many will say to me in that day.
In that day, tell me when we meet God. Watch this now, after we on left this world. Now we got to say in that day, we got to stand before God. Everybody in the world got to stand before God. Give an account of your time. That being said, don't be wasting your time in worship. Read on.
Lord, Lord.
Lord, Lord.
Have we not prophesied in thy name?
That means you running behind all. Sometimes folks ain't never been called to be no prophets. Hey, these folks ain't using Jesus' name. Read on.
And in thy name.
In thy name.
Have cast out devils.
Even cast out devils. Listen, that's even cast out devils. Read on.
And in thy name done many wonderful works.
Many wonderful works. Fed the poor. All that kind of stuff. Sing hallelujah. All that kind of stuff. Read on, brother.
And then.
Then.
Will I profess unto them.
Listen to this.
I never knew you.
I never knew you. That means you can't follow behind everything. Come see a little miracle. Like he called by God. How you know he called by God? You better check him out close sometime. The devil can do miracles. But it use a miracle in his name. But the devil can do little magic and miracle. Look, y'all remember when Moses went down to Egypt? Moses threw down his rod and turned to a snake, didn't it? Pharaoh said, hey, you ain't done nothing. Call it position out there. They turned to a snake too. You better stick with the word of God. That means the Bible that try the Spirit by the Spirit and see is it of God. If anybody bring anything that you ain't sure, check it out by the word of God. That's the only thing gonna stand. In these last days, folk being fooled. Setting up little churches everywhere. Even in the basement and all the little places. And more women setting up church than anybody now. Just setting up churches. And you've been taught Jesus Christ is God. Oh, now they come with some more mess. And there you go and left your church going to a basement. Going to a little, I mean it. Ain't got no background of nobody. Sometimes folks, I'm joining church because of ministry. You better join the church and see who that pastor is. You better check the pastor out. That's who you check out. You got to have somebody watch over your soul. He is a soul watcher. Sometimes God just called me, get their life straightened out. And he called me to preach. He called you to preach nothing. Go home and wash some dishes and cook your husband some food. Setting up little churches everywhere. I won't get into that. Listen at this. Listen at this. Listen. Y'all see this thing ain't nothing to play with? In that day, I don't even know you. That means, you know what Jesus saying? You've never been born again. Listen at this. You better know you born again. Don't be ashamed. You better know you born again. You better check your lifestyle out. Playing with the law. You don't play with the law. That's what I told you this morning. By their fruit you shall what? Shall know them. There ain't nothing to play with. You got to live somewhere forever. I said you got to live somewhere forever. And wherever you go, that's where you'll stay forever. We in deceiving times now. The devil always bring his look like. To look like what God got. If you ain't got no discernment and don't know God's word, they'll lead you astray every time. I've talked to him, I hope he may be here today. I don't know. Talking to a young man on last Sunday. Now just tell me about Muhammad. He been taught by Muhammad. Been baptized in, but being taught by Muhammad. That's how the devil leads folks astray. Elijah Muhammad is dead. and in hell. And Farrakhan need to be born again. I'm praying that he get born again. He ain't born again. Stop being led astray. He got to be born again. If the God that set up your church that you in, if that God is dead, you dead. Ain't but one way to get to heaven, that's through Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man get to the Father except they come by me. You got to be born again. You got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Don't play with your soul. Come see other folk playing around here. You better remember you got to die. And you got to stay somewhere forever. That means I told you what the Lord told me. He said, clean up before you go beyond. Wash yourself. This is why God telling me now, everybody supposed to be in this clean up campaign. If you're a member of your church, of this church, you're supposed to clean up. From the pulpit to the door. And I got a garbage can. I tell you, y'all put your trash in there. Trash. Spiritual what? Trash. Get rid of. It's going to help you. It stop your growth. It make you feel better. Them folk you've been hating for 50 years, go on and love them. Put it in there. Put your healing. Get your sickness and drop it in there. Get your hate and drop it in there. Get your whoremongering and drop it in there. Get your shacking up and drop. Get all that mess. Put it in there. And when we get ready to go with Yana, we're going to pray over it and put it in the garbage. And God said, if they don't participate in this spiritual cleanup deal, he said, if you take it over Yana, rest assured your sin going to find you out. Blessing for us, greater blessing and greater work for us to do. You haven't seen nothing yet. Oh, hallelujah! I'm excited about it. You haven't seen nothing yet. I dare you to wait a while long, but you got to clean yourself up. We won't go and jump in a new suit, but what about taking a bath? Then now one of y'all left here, left home, and didn't take no bath. If it did, I won't be sitting by you right now. Y'all took them. Ain't that right, y'all? Jumping on new clothes and ain't got took no bath. We going to go to a house where y'all been dedicated to the Lord. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. If we going to dedicate, we ought to dedicate ourselves first. We ought to clean up ourselves first. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And all of us got something to put in this garbage. I said, everybody in here got something to put in there. Don't you think you ain't got nothing? If you think you ain't got nothing, shame on you. Turn to 2 Corinthians for me. 7th chapter in the 1st verse. I'm not running for nothing. I'm not running for no mayor, nothing. No councilman. I ain't looking for no votes. When you're standing for Jesus, you get unpopular. That's one thing they couldn't buy Jesus. They tried to buy him, make him a king. Say, I don't want your kingship. God Almighty. I ain't running for nothing. But running for some more Jesus. Read it, Father.
Having therefore these promises.
Listen at this now.
Dearly beloved.
Yeah.
Let us cleanse ourselves.
Cleanse ourselves.
From all filthiness.
Y'all see that thing said?
Of the flesh.
Of the flesh.
and spirit.
And spirit.
Perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
You see that? I teach holiness, but we don't fear God. Clean up yourself in the flesh. That means stop doing them homemonging things. Your spirit means clean your mind out. Get yourself straightened out. See, don't you feel better? Stop hating folks so bad. And see, don't your food digest better? See, don't your head stop hurting so much? Stop having a stomachache so much. You've got to clean yourself up spiritually. Now go to Isaiah for me. Isaiah 1:16. Do the 20th verse. I'm on target. I'm just doing what the Lord told me to do. Isaiah 1:16-20. He told me, I'm going to remind you again. He said, don't play with this end. Don't play with this garbage. Don't let your children play around with it. I'm telling you now. He said, if it do, it'll jump on them. Whatever in the sack. God got to put the fear in folks. God Almighty. Read, brother.
Wash you.
Wash you.
Make you clean.
Listen to that.
Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes.
Listen to that.
Cease to do evil.
God Almighty.
Learn to do well.
Hallelujah.
Seek judgment.
Seek judgment.
Relieve the oppressed.
Yeah.
Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow.
Yeah.
Come now and let us reason together.
Listen to that.
Saith the Lord.
God Almighty.
Though your sins be as scarlet.
Listen to that.
They shall be as white as snow.
Yeah.
Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
God Almighty.
If ye be willing and obedient.
Listen to that now.
Ye shall eat the good of the land.
Lord have mercy.
But if ye refuse.
Listen to this now.
And rebel. Ye shall be devoured with the sword.
Y'all see that?
For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
He ain't gonna change it. I want everybody to participate. If you be willing, you got to be willing to do it. If you don't, what's going to take over? Avow you with what? The sword. He'll turn the devil loose on you. He'll turn the devil loose on you. Let's turn the devil loose on you. Amen. I'm glad to participate in it. Amen. I want to get closer to the Lord. I want the Lord to use me more. I want to be a better Christian. I want to be a better husband. I want to be better. Y'all want to be, your wife. Y'all want to be a better whatever God got for you. You got to get rid of the junk. Don't be too proud to put your mess in there. It don't help you. And this is what it's all about. It's about don't waste your time in worship. And my sister and brothers, on next Sunday, got no more time about it. We're going to tell you how to confess sin. On next Sunday. Because all of us have some. That's me and I had it read 2 Sundays ago. If you say you don't have no sin, you're making a lie out of God. And all of us done come short of the glory of God. Even when I take a bath now, I even feel better. Am I right about it? When you feel sweaty and take a bath, I feel better now. Am I right about it? My wife was out shouting yesterday. She said, well, I heard her talking to somebody on the telephone. She said, well, I'm sweaty and I want to take a bath. Yeah. 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 Sin. Well, get you sweaty. Yeah. When you get up on the shower, you feel better. Am I right about it? Yeah. You can be tired, but when you take a shower, you even feel refreshed. Yeah. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. He wants to let us be refreshed. He wants us to feel good. Well, he can bless us. All of us need some more blessing. I need some, and you need some. Hey, yeah. Every time I think about some of my mess, every time I feel like I ought to put something in there, I come down that aisle during the weekday. I drop it right there. Nobody but me and the Lord. Yeah. When I put it in there, I even feel better. Yeah. 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 He'll wash you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He'll make you clean. He'll make you love your enemy. Treat your husband right. Treat your wife right. Keep your children right. Hey, yeah. When you walk in the house of God, you'll come with refreshment. You'll come with shouting in your arms, shouting in your legs, shouting in your mouth, because you feel good. Yeah. It'll give you joy. Won't it do it? Won't it do it? Hey, yeah. Joy. 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 Man didn't give it. Man can't take it. I got joy. I got joy. Do you have joy? Do you have joy? Hey, yeah. I'm waiting on Jesus. I'm waiting on Jesus. He gonna do something. I said he gonna do something. After a while, if we do what the Lord said, you gonna see folk come in wheelchairs. Before they leave, they're going to leave the wheelchair. Hey, yeah. Jesus, Jesus, he wants to bless us. Jesus, he wants to help us. Every day, let him wash you. Let him clean you. Let him get rid of the junk. You just feel better. I feel better now. Since I laid my burden down. Hey, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. 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 Ain't he good? Ain't he good? Ain't he good? Ain't he good? I'm talking about Jesus, Mary, baby. Jesus, bright in the morning star. Jesus, my way out of no way. Jesus, my doctor in a sick room. Jesus, my lawyer in a courtroom. Jesus, my all in all. Hey, yeah. He got something better for you. God knows he got something better for you. You got to participate. You got to be with it. And see, don't he fix things for you. Hallelujah. He'll fix things for you. He's trying to bless us. He wants to bless you. I say he wants to just bless us. participate. I'm participating. If your pastor participate, you participate. Get rid of your junk. See, don't God bless your life. He can't help from blessing you. You can look for your blessing. You guarantee to get a blessing. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. Glory to God. If you're not willing to be a part of this, I want you to sit down. If you're not willing to clean yourself up, sit down. Sit down. Ain't nobody gonna get mad with you. Ain't nobody gonna say one word. If you're not willing to do it, sit down. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody gonna say one word to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Father, the word is our cleaning method of getting clean, or washing ourselves up. We are clean through the word. When we obey your word, you're washing us and you're cleaning us. We know we come short. We mess up so many times. I mess up, I come short. But thank you for your forgiving grace. We who standing, asking you for forgiveness and help us. We want to be more dedicated to you, Heavenly Father. We want to be more committed in the name of Jesus. We're giving our sins and laying them down here, putting them in the basket in spiritual trash, and help us to be that light that you asked for us to be. That city that sits on a hill cannot be here. So give us that determination. Keep us. You told us in your word we kept by the power of God. Give us that desire to be kept and give it up. You know, helping the Father, you got better blessings. You got more blessings for New Bethlehem family. And it blessed our lives. And we thank you, Lord. So let your power, the power of obedience, touch right now. Let the Holy Ghost convict us right now to be what you want us to be, to make up our mind that we're going to follow nobody but you, that you are our leader, you are our keeper, you are our master, you are our God. So now bless them one by one. Those in the overflow room, bless them right now. Keep them right now in your care. We thank you now, Lord. Thank you for washing us. Thank you for cleaning us. Even the folk that we're mad with, we ain't mad no more. We gonna just put them in the hands of the Lord. We gonna let old grudge just go away now, Lord. And Heavenly Father, let us be the kind of love that you want us to be, in Jesus' name. Touch it right now. Move right now. Let the Holy Ghost have his way right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, you know that you're able. You're the one who can do these things. I can't do nothing, but you can do all things. So touch us right now. From the pulpit to the door. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. You got the glory. You got the honor. You got all the praises. In the powerful name of Jesus. Let us all say amen. Amen. Remain standing. Everybody that Jesus come to save us, if you lost, what I was praying for is not for you. You got to first give your life to Christ. Don't be ashamed to give your life to Christ. You got to die. We're in the last days. Everybody getting scared now. But call for 2,000. Every 2,000 years, something miraculous happening. Every 2,000 years. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know, I want to do what Jesus tells me to do. I want to please him. If there was a time to get close to Jesus right now, if you haven't given your life to Christ, don't walk out here lost. The Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Now, if you lost, I don't want you to sit down. I want everybody saved to sit down. If you lost, don't know Jesus, would you stand, remain standing? Baby, come down here, baby. Don't be ashamed. Come down here, baby. Don't be ashamed. Anybody lost? Don't be ashamed. Don't let the devil mess you up. Don't let the devil mess you up. Don't you 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 let the devil mess you up. Come on, baby. May God bless you, baby. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your heart, baby. Hallelujah. Sit down, baby. Would that be enough? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't let the devil mess you up. Salvation is yours. God come to die for you. I don't care what you're doing, God will forgive you. I don't care what you're doing, God will forgive you. That's the kind of God we serve. He come down here to help us because we were messed up. Jesus didn't come here looking for no saints. He come looking for folks who messed up. We all was messed up. Jesus come to straighten us out. That's what he come here for, to straighten us out. But he give everybody a chance. And you can be saved right now. You can be saved right now. Don't be ashamed. The devil will shame you out your salvation. He'll say, wait till tomorrow. But tomorrow may be your last day. Don't nobody know when they're going to die. Don't nobody in here know that. Nobody in here know that. But if I guarantee you, if God come and tell you you're going to die tonight, I bet you'll try to get ready. But you don't know when. Don't be ashamed. Will you come? Come on, Sister Terry, Richard Reed.
Linda Lewis coming back to rejoin.
Sister Lewis, will you stand? Bless your heart.